Okay, so this is an update to the story I just read about the dude. Well, the simp. I don't know that I can call him a dude. Dude is like a man with balls. Some guy that lets his girlfriend live with him for 3 years, unemployed, but she's not staying at home and taking care of the kids. She's just staying at home and watching her ass expand marginally every fucking day. That's not a dude. That's a simp. But this simp essentially was taking care of his girlfriend for years and years and years. And now, here we go with the update, because she wanted to quit the job he got her. So she quit her job and I broke up with her. Bravo. Bravo. You finally found some fucking balls. You started listening to the big head and not the little fucking head. Maybe she was a good-looking broad. Maybe she was able to sit at home for 3 years, and maybe she actually took care of herself and stretched and did yoga and worked out and exercised so she could keep this guy in the fucking leash, keep him under control, keep him enamored to her fucking poon and thinking with the little head and continue to take care of her. But I guess as the years passed, the little head got quieter and quieter, and the big head got louder and louder. Tends to happen. I don't even pay attention to the little head anymore, to be honest. When you get into your 50s, you don't give a fuck too much. I can take it or I can leave it. I thank God I'm not in my 30s or in my early 40s anymore. My God, the freedom of not being tied to the little head like this fucking dude. But he cut her the fuck loose, so congratulations. I broke up with her last week at the start of the year. Excellent. She just went in and told the HR manager that she won't be coming in anymore. You see, the only reason that she could do that is because she figured you would continue to take care of her. Now, I'm guessing that you didn't sit her down beforehand and say, you already told her before in the last story that you let her quit and let her find a new job that she liked. So, of course, she's going to quit this job. Can you blame her? I mean, you've been enabling her for 3 years. You're just as much to blame as she is. I mean, really, you've been taking care of her for all this time. You told her you would continue to take care of her. And now you're pissed and upset that she did exactly what you told her to do, what you allowed her to do, what you said you would accept. Here's the thing, folks. We teach other people how to treat us, either through action or inaction. If you let people treat you badly, if they treat you with disrespect, if they insult you, if they do things that are out of bounds and you just accept it, well, then you're telling them that's okay. And that's what they can get away with. She didn't even think once about running this by me. Well, she already did, and you said it was okay. What are you talking about? And give me a heads up. She already did, and you said she could, remember? I read your last story. So I had some explaining to do, but my boss understood the situation and told me to relax because I tried to do a good thing for someone. The not appreciating it is not on me. Yeah, but she made you look bad, man. She made you look bad to your boss. You worked to get her a fucking job, and then she quits like that without any real notice? It reflects poorly upon you. Oh, but she didn't care because she's a big, giant narcissist, like I said before. After this, when I was breaking up with her, she told me if I didn't, she'll get back to work ASAP, and her parents also reassured me that they will also try to get her to go to work and stick to it. It's just too late. You already quit. Why didn't you tell her this beforehand so she didn't quit? See, I think he wanted her to quit so he would have an excuse to break up with her. But why would you need an excuse? I think he wanted to break up with her. I don't think he wanted to stay with her deep down. Otherwise, he would have told her beforehand what the consequences would be. And we know from the last story that he didn't do that. Last week, she brought ups becoming an SAHM. I don't know what the fuck that is. And us having 2 to 3 children. You don't want kids with this broad, trust me. You see how she's acted. When you've just given her an inch, she takes a fucking mile. Not everybody will, by the way. Some people will actually have some ethics, some morals, some scruples, and feel bad. And they may take some, but not a fucking mile, not 10 miles, not 100 miles like this fucking broad. People will take in degrees, but this chick, she doesn't seem to have any conscience at all. I think we're dealing with a sociopath here. No conscience whatsoever, but she's able to fake it enough that she can appear normal to most People. Yeah. So don't have kids with this broad, okay? You don't want to be tied to this chick in any way, all right? In the next 4 to 5 years. And that was pretty much the last straw. What the hell is an SAHM? I don't know what the fuck that is. We were back at square one. This time I broke up with her and she moved out. Yeah, probably moved back in with her parents. No real difference, really. You were her daddy. Now she's living with her real daddy again. So no change. One daddy to another daddy. Probably why this chick can't stand on her own 2 feet. She's got some of those fucking hippy-dippy progressive parents that probably gave her a fucking medal and a fucking trophy for accomplishment, achievement, attendance, awards, medals for achieving nothing. Also told her parents, I won't be able to help them anymore, and they can return me the money they owe me when they get back off the ground. You were helping her parents? You were loaning money to her parents? What kind of trailer trash parents does she fucking have? Jesus Christ. Wow, you're a mega simp, pal. You not only were taking care of her and allowing her to mooch off you for 3 fucking years. I hope she had a nice ass. I hope she was letting you fuck her in the ass. I hope you were getting some nice ass to mouth action. I hope she was fucking letting you fuck her in the ass. And then she'd go down on you after without cleaning it up. I hope she was a dirty cunt. I hope you got some good fucking sex out of this fucking broad. Down and fucking dirty. Otherwise, you got fucking played. Right now, I feel like shit. But also a little relieved. At the start of 2022, I also started going to therapy. Yeah, you need it, pal. You need it. I am not generally an advocate for men and therapy because a man, a dude, and not a simp, he has logic. He has reason. He has critical thinking. He doesn't need some other fucking yahoo telling him how to solve his own fucking problems. He's self-aware. He has self-knowledge. He has critical thinking. He has logic and reason on his fucking side. He is a reason engine in his fucking mind that dwarfs that of the tiny little fucking pea-sized reason engine on a woman's fucking head. That's why they need fucking therapy. So he shouldn't need therapy. But this fucking guy, well, he's a simp. So he needs some therapy because he's too feminine. Even though that's supposed to be the ideal now. Yeah. Because I need it. Yeah. Unfortunately, you definitely do. NGL, I have no idea what that means. I guess I'm not hip to these new acronyms. I was a little offended when someone recommended therapy for me, but it is the way to go. It shouldn't have to be. Gonna stay single for a couple years. Forever. You should stay single forever, pal. Modern women ain't worth the squeeze, all right? The juice is not worth the squeezing you gotta do. And with the money I'll be saving now, I'll do things that I always wanted but couldn't. Then why would you want to get in another relationship? You could do the things you want the rest of your fucking life. Oh, no. I'm a relationship guy. Idiot. You want to get back into this kind of fucking relationship? That's what you're going to get, more likely. Because, again, modern women, they're mostly the same. If you're looking for a unicorn, keep on looking. So I'm looking into getting into a flight school, a flexible timing, and within my budget. So he wants to become a pilot. Get a lot of tail. Broads like dudes in uniform. I did some quick math, and now I would be saving a very good amount of money. You ain't got to support her ass anymore. Ain't going to buy her bonbons anymore. Ain't got to support Peg Bundy anymore. With her and her family gone. Oh, my God. So he was not only supporting her, but he was supporting her parents. I hope that was some good poon and that you were getting access to all 3 fucking holes whenever you wanted. Because if you weren't, you were getting screwed, which he probably wasn't. And even if you were getting screwed, it wasn't worth this. And you were getting screwed! A hooker would have been cheaper. Yeah. Get a sex doll or something, pal. I don't know, man, but this chick, like I said, the juice is not worth the squeeze. Someone in the last post said that she won't do what I'm doing for her, which I think might be true. Well, she can't even hold a fucking job, yo, so she couldn't do for you what you did for her. But this seems like a good benchmark for me to use in my future relationships. What benchmark is that? Lose your job and see if the broad you're dating will take care of you? That's zero women. That's zero women. Why would you want a future relationship? Haven't you had enough? Haven't you had enough? Why do you think they're going to be different? Women are NPCs these days. They've been programmed by the establishment, by media, by academia, by their gender studies and RASA studies professors. Even their math professors are talking progressive feminist Marxist bullshit crapola. They're all the same. They've been programmed and they were activated like the fucking Manchurian candidate was when Trump became president. And all the fucking media companies, okay, let's activate the Wayman's programming. They're all the same, yo. You're not going to find anybody different in the West. And good luck looking in a fucking Eastern country. And if you find some chick in an Eastern country who is a proverbial unicorn, she's only going to stay that way if you move there. You move her here, she will change very quickly to come into accordance with the programming and the social mores of the West. So good luck, buddy. Good luck. You're going to need it. What a great benchmark. Yeah. Gonna fail. That might be a good benchmark, actually, because that'll keep him out of a relationship long term. Because then he'll find out that all broads these days are generally the same, and none of them are gonna take care of you. None of them are gonna practice the equality they claim to want.
Yeah.
Not when it's detrimental to them. Not when it takes money out of their pocket. Oh no, it's your pocket that they want to pilfer. So anyway, I appreciate everyone that messaged me and replied to the last post. I think I need a perspective. Needed perspective, and to hear the cold hard truth from strangers. But that's the problem. Why the fuck are you needing to hear this from other people? Are you so lacking in logic and reason you couldn't puzzle this shit out for yourself? Yeah, and that's why he needs a therapist. Oh, fuck. Anyway, there you go. There you go. He dumped her. He obviously wanted to dump her. He didn't set a precondition beforehand letting her know that if she quit, he would dump her, which tells me that, you know, as much as he claimed to want to try and make it work in the last post, he really didn't. Just looking for an excuse. And he didn't do anything to head things off so that there wouldn't be such an excuse. So that's good. So there might be hope for this fucking guy. And then again, maybe not, since he's already ruminating about having a future relationship in a couple years. Oh, how interesting. So let me know what you think about this guy in the comments. Are you this guy? Are you in a relationship? Are you in a bad relationship? Are you taking care of some broad? Are you providing her a roof over her fucking head while she's not providing you any value? Let me know in the comments. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.